India's Prime Minister has called for an all-party meeting on Wednesday to address the concerns of thousands of protesters calling for a strong anti-corruption bill. Crowds gathered here in Delhi in support of Anna Hazare, who says he has denied himself food for 8 days. He has vowed to starve himself to death if the government does not submit a strong bill to establish a new anti-corruption agency. Hazare spoke out to adoring followers Tuesday, telling the crowd he is doing fine after 8 days of fasting. Hazare is drinking water and says he has lost nearly 6 kilograms, but he has excellent medical supervision. Vowing to fight on, the 74-year-old called on supporters to protest in a way lawmakers would be unable to ignore. I appeal to you, says Hazare, that if by August 30 there is no movement on the anti-corruption law in Parliament, instead of sitting in this park, take your protests to the homes of lawmakers and gather there by the thousands. That might help enlighten them, he says. Similar protests in support of Hazare have gained strength in the southern Indian cities of Bangalore and Mumbai and elsewhere around the country. They are fueled by widespread anger, particularly among India's growing middle class, at a government seen as unable or unwilling to stop one high-profile scam after another. Speaking in front of a giant photo of modern India's founding father, Mohandas K. Gandhi, Hazare called on supporters to wage this second battle for independence in a manner consistent with Gandhi's ideals. He says this movement must stick to the path of non-violence. If there is any violence, he says, the government will crush it. But he says the government is not able to do so because our campaign is non-violent. India's ruling Congress party has submitted its own version of the anti-corruption bill demanded by Hazare. However, he says it is far too weak and demands that a new anti-corruption agency have the power to investigate members of the judiciary and the Prime Minister himself. Both houses of parliament were once again adjourned early in an uproar of shouts over the Hazare protests. The main Indian opposition party, calling the government's draft bill useless, says it is organizing a nationwide protest for Thursday in support of Hazare. Kurt Asian, VOA News, New Delhi.